Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And we just left, went into Bethany where Mary anointed Jesus and spent costly perfume on him. And we hear a little bit from Judas, who's like, hey, we need the poor. We need to pay this for the poor. And Jesus already understood what he was talking about and said, the poor you always have with you, but you don't always have me. So that's where we're at. This is during the festival of the Passover, and we're now going to talk about the triumphal entry into Jerusalem in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. The Pharisees then said to one another, You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I'm grateful for your irresistibility. And in this passage, we see that people they can't get enough of you because you bring life. You bring healing. You deliver people from demonic oppression. You restore sight to the blind. You strengthen lame legs and you heal lepers and all of these things. You feed people, 5,000 people, 4,000 people. You are the bread of life. You've done so much. You'd spent time teaching, patiently teaching through parables of what the kingdom of God was like. You continue to fellowship with everybody around. And I'm grateful for that funny little word in the New Testament, a Greek word, peripateia, which simply means to walk alongside. You definitely did life with people. And they came out to greet you, and they used these messianic proclamations, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And so here are the people actually saying that you are the King of Israel. And the symbolism of you on a donkey's colt was so, so powerful. Right before this, we see Mary anointing Jesus, and we see her worshiping him, and now we see the crowds. It's like this this panning out of, we see this small little picture of a woman anointing Jesus for burial and worshiping him, the small little microcosm of a picture of worship, and then it's zoomed out and we see the entire folks of Israel waving palm branches and revering you. Of course, now this is not going to last because we know what's going to happen after this, but it is a beautiful picture of worship. And so, Lord, again, I pray that you would teach us to praise you. And in the midst of pain, in the midst of deprivation, in the midst of bewilderment, in the midst of a story we don't understand, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of losing a loved one, in the midst of straying friends or straying family members, in the midst of difficulties, Lord, we want to praise you. We want to see you as you are, King of Kings, King of Israel, the one who came to save the world. Lord, I just want to lift my eyes to you. I want to revere you and praise you. I want to glorify you. And I'm just thankful for all that you've done, and really would not be standing here today praying these prayers had it not been for your intervention in my life. You are so much to me. You are everything to me. You have healed me of so much. I know I have far to go still, but I just want to thank you for healing me, and I want to thank you for healing those people listening today, healing their hearts, healing their emotions, healing their bodies, healing their minds. Lord, would you bring your healing touch today as I pray these words, and would you teach us that powerful ability to worship you when things are hard? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. If you want to help the podcast in any way, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a couple different levels you can support the podcast at, and this helps pay for William, who does all that engineering, and my assistant, who helps with some of the social media stuff. So thank you so much for doing that, and I appreciate you, and have an amazing day. And please make a choice to worship Jesus.